Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President Shannon Nefmuir. We will discuss some of the things that happened over the holiday season with the Chamber of Commerce, and then also some of the things that will happen in 2022.
All right, we're speaking with Shannon Nefmuir, President of the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce. And how are you doing, Shannon?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. And you guys had an event here in December, the Reindeer Express. Could you kind of give us some details on the Reindeer Express?
Yeah, so this is probably the fifth, sixth year that we've done this. We've teamed up with Main Street Guthrie Center to provide a fun activity for kids and families to come out for. We do live reindeer, and we have games and activities and snacks, and this was our biggest year to date. We had about 300 kids come through, so it was a very successful event, and we're excited to do it again next year.
Why do you think it was so successful? Was it maybe the weather? Because we've had such good weather here in December.
Yeah, it was actually a really gorgeous day, so that certainly helped. I think we had to cancel it last year, or scale it down. So I think people were just excited to kind of feel some sense of normalcy again with regards to the holidays. So I think that certainly had a lot to do with it as well.
Is there anything you'd like to do different next year that maybe you saw some I don't know, right word for it. Just would you like to do anything different from next year?
I don't think so. I feel like at this point, you know, we've been doing it for so long that we've really kind of worked out some of the kinks and worked out just some of those issues that do come up. So I think at this point, we're kind of a well-oiled machine. I don't think we would want to change anything for next year.
And then moving on, and 2022 is coming up here shortly, and it looks like you guys are going to get new businesses in Guthrie Center. Can you kind of give us an idea of what those businesses are going to be?
Yeah, we've got some new businesses that have either opened already here within the last few months or are going to be opening here very soon that we're excited about. We have a new Mexican restaurant that came into town in the place of where Livia used to be. The new Mexican restaurant is called Teo's, and they opened here a few weeks ago. They're open for lunch and dinner, and they have terrific food and good service. So.
And then you hate to see it, but with the storm on December 15th, it looked like it hit one business pretty hard. Could you give us maybe an idea of what that business's damage is, and how kind of disappointing is that for Guthrie Center?
Yeah, so we had new ownership of the Midway Motel. Kevin Patidar and his family moved from Nebraska, bought this hotel. They have some experience in hospitality. And they haven't had it very long. And then, yes, in December when we had that storm come through, they actually lost the roof of the building. So they had plans to do some remodeling, work on remodeling all the bathrooms in the rooms. But that is all kind of on pause while they work on getting a new roof.
And then a new business coming into Guthrie Center is Quality Meats. Could you give us maybe some details on what Quality Meats is going to be about?
Yeah, so Guthrie County Quality Meats is going to be opening here in April or May. It's right along Highway 44 there, kind of close to Orscheln. So I'm sure people have seen it as they've driven in and out of town. Large building. It's going to have a meat locker where you can actually, you know, bring in your livestock, and they'll do processing and all that. And then they are going to have an actual meat counter too, more of like a retail. So you can come in, and even if you're not bringing your own animal in to process, you can purchase right from the meat counter. Again, they're looking at an April to May open date and are looking to hire 10 to 12 new employees.
And then today is the last day for Chamber Bucks promo. Can you give us an idea of what that promo is, and then how do people get involved with that?
Yeah, so last year we tried this for the first time just to encourage spending, you know, locally and with chamber businesses, where we offered to purchase chamber bucks at a reduced rate. You can get $100 worth of chamber bucks for $75, and you can get $50 of chamber bucks for $40. And that just goes through December 31st. So today's the last day for that.
And then also, like I said, the year of 2021 is over, and How do you think the Guthrie Center Chamber, how do you think the year went for the Chamber in 2021?
I think it went well. We, you know, continued to add new Chamber members, maybe businesses that have been in existence for quite some time, but just for whatever reason weren't Chamber members. So we started getting those businesses involved. We're still making strides on, you know, we live in the digital era, so we're still making strides on trying to get a website up and running that's just easy to navigate so people can find out what Guthrie Center has to offer. And yeah, we're just excited to continue to work on those projects for next year.
And then finally, we're speaking with Shannon Nesmio, the Chamber President of Guthrie Center, the Chamber of Commerce President of Guthrie Center. And finally, is there any final thoughts you'd like to bring up? Maybe thank some local businesses or anything like that?
No, we would just like to thank everybody for continuing to support local, to shop small. It's important to keep our dollars in our community. So we want to thank everybody for supporting Guthrie Center businesses this past holiday season and all year long.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with our guest from the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce, the president, Shannon Nefmio. If you missed any part of our conversation with Shannon, you can go to raccoonvalleyradio.com. Under the podcast tab, you will find the Guthrie County Let's Talk tab, and then you will find the full conversation. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.